This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, so much for holding the line. This as we are beating a hasty retreat to the best of our ability. Tens of thousands of Americans scattered across the country, but the Taliban has put down their red line. And you've got President Joe Biden just yesterday saying, yes, we will dance to the Taliban tune. 809 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1031 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. You know, I had pulled this piece out of Fox News by Mike Pompeo, former CIA director and secretary of state in the Trump administration, and it can be summed up in one single solitary sentence: our surrender to the Taliban. The safety of Americans in Afghanistan is now reliant on the Taliban, not the U.S. government. Well, that's inconceivable. It's incomprehensible. And as Mr. Pompeo said, it is absolutely inexcusable. But don't take my word for it. I'm joined this morning by a legal analyst and author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, Larry Klayman. Klayman is the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch. And the reality of this situation, Larry, not to mention the optics, is heartbreaking.
Well, it's more than negligence. It's more than irresponsible. It's murder. That's what it is. And Biden needs to be held accountable for that. Now, it's not going to happen in terms of an impeachment. It's not going to happen in terms of a court-martial. The military brass is just rolling over to him. But I'm going to put him before a citizen's grand jury and seek his indictment for murder, because that's what he deserves to be held accountable for.
I just, you know, when I watch this unfold and I see the heartbreaking scenes coming out of Kabul, this as you have ISIS-K gathering strength in Afghanistan. I mean, nature and terrorists abhor a vacuum. And, you know, it seems as though to some degree things had stabilized over the past 18 months. We had not lost one single solitary American life. But now we're paying homage to Afghanistan. But isn't this almost predictable when you look at President Joe Biden and something that he has been consistent with, his consistent failure in effecting good foreign policy?
Well, that's right. You know, he is not a very smart guy. He's been caught plagiarizing other people's works several times in his career. He's never had a private job. He's on the government dole for 47 years. And the only reason he was elected was because of irregularities in the election. I'll stand by that. Fraud, whatever you want to call it. And we're now stuck with this guy, but we're not really stuck with this guy. And that's why, you know, I wrote my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, because everybody's just sitting around playing political games. Where are the Republicans? They get briefings on Capitol Hill with regard to intelligence committees, defense committees. They knew this was going to happen. They knew what Biden was doing, but they're playing the game because they think it's going to give them a political advantage in the next elections. Yet people are dying. People need to be held accountable. On the 5th and 6th of July, we held a Third Continental Congress. You can see it because we videoed it at freedomwatchusa.org. And we brought in very distinguished delegates from around the country to discuss whether we need to declare independence again, as we did in 1776, when the government no longer represented the people. And that government of King George III was not socialist. It was not communist. It was not atheist. What we've got today is much worse. And therefore, I think a discussion needs to be held, because all we but see up on Capitol Hill and elsewhere are a bunch of malevolent court jesters stuffing money into their pockets, profiting at the expense now of people who are going to be murdered in Afghanistan. by the Taliban.
You talk about a forever war when you look at the plight of women in Afghanistan. And what about the promises that we made? One estimate was over the past 20 years, some 65,000 Afghan interpreters aiding the U.S. military and NATO allies. What about those promises? But more to the point, as we cower and we submit to the Taliban, basically seeking assurances from the Taliban that, that they will behave. Well, it is a kinder, softer, gentler Taliban. I mean, that's their new PR strategy. But what does this say to our enemies around the world?
It says now's the time. If you're going to do something, do it now. Yeah. You've got Dumb and Dumber as the Secretary of Defense and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, you know, these guys are concerned about whether transgenders are properly treated in the military or whether we teach critical race theory, not on defending the United States. If you're China, if you're Iran, if you're Russia, now's the time to move, because these people are also complete fools. But the American people need a new president in a new government, ASAP, before the damage becomes indelible to this nation. And you can expect China to make moves on Taiwan now. It'd be very easy for them. And they know Biden, he doesn't want to risk anything before his political purposes. You know, yesterday they just passed a $3 trillion bill to bankrupt the country. You can't even get someone to drive an Uber car anymore because they're getting free money. The country is being destroyed in a number of different ways. It's already destroyed. And it's time for the American people to wake up. It's not, as I say in my book, It Takes a Revolution, which you can get on Amazon.com and at freedomwatchusa.org. Forget the scandal industry. Now it's time to get off the couch and do something affirmative. And we're going to have to take risks to do it, like our founding fathers did. It's critical now. You'll see it. Just watch the next week to 2 weeks. Watch people die. Watch Americans die. Watch Afghan allies die. Biden has blood on his hands, but nobody in our government will, because there by the grace of God go they.
Now, I've heard the 25th Amendment bandied about, and I've spent some time thinking about that. Be careful what you wish for. Do we really want Cackling Kamala in charge?
Well, we've got to find a way legally and peacefully to get rid of both her, Biden, and Pelosi at the same time, because Pelosi's next in line after that. And I'll tell you something, even the Democrats, she's got a 70% negative rating among people in this country. And people look at her and they say not only is she senile, but she's an evil witch. And Kamala Harris plays the role of the Wicked Witch of the Left and the Wizard of Oz, cackling whenever somebody's in jeopardy or as this country's going down the drain, laughing. That's who we've got in control of this country. And the Republicans sit there doing nothing.
Absolutely terrifying. Legal analyst Larry Klayman, author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, always enjoy the conversation with you. I wish it was a little bit more upbeat.
Yeah, I wish it was less intense.
Right, exactly. But always a great discussion. Where can we find your book?
You can get it at Amazon.com, and with a contribution of $50 or more, which helps us do our work, we're going to put Biden in front of our citizens' grand juries. We're going to indict him, and we're going to try him, and we're going to convict him, and we're going to seek legally to carry out the sentence through law enforcement, recognize law enforcement. So you can get it at freedomwatchusa.org. We need the support. Thank you very much for asking.
Larry Klayman, author, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, founder, former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and we can learn more at freedomwatch.org, correct?
Yes, freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.
Thank you.
Thank you. There. God bless.
Take good care. 818 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, where Footloose takes a fancy free approach to center stage September 10th through November 14th. Tell you what, for tickets and show information, jump online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
One of the best songs ever in the entire ELO catalog. I know someone who agrees with that assessment. 837 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Saving the best music for last, and it is appropriate as today is the last day of 13 days of 13 teams presented by our umbrella sponsor, Pro Design Countertop Specialists. And of course, you can hear 13 days, 13 teams at 5 or right after the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary from 3 to 5. And, arguably Clark Johnson, voice of Preps Radio, host of Clark and the Coach, host of 13 Days, 13 Teams. My, you are quite busy. We shine the spotlight on Resurrection Christian Cougars, our day sponsor, Advanced Roofing Technologies, tonight at 5. But first, check me. Isn't that one of the best songs ever? Ever?
Ever in the history of the world. That's, right? That's exactly right. Off the Face, the music album. Mm-hmm. That is Fire on High. That's that song I chose for my intro for my Saturday show.
Right, exactly.
So, that gets everybody rocking and rolling on a Saturday morning for Preps Rewind from 10 to 11, and we'll be there Saturday with coach interviews and all the scores. So that would be a show everybody should tune into, find out what happened on Friday night.
There you go. Yeah, all right.
Tonight, though, I tell you what, last one, 13 days. This is the 13th, so let's get to it. Resurrection Christian tonight. This is interesting. So Res Christian has had great success in their football program. 3 years in a row, they've gone to the Final Four at the 2A level. They're a 2A class team. And after 3 years and 27-4, they cleaned house and moved their coach away. So Jeff Van Winkle, who was the coach there for 3 years, now is at Severance right down the road. That'll make for a great rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring in Bob Mock. Bob was the offensive coordinator at Loveland last year. All they did was win a second state championship in 3 years over there. So they bring a new coach in, yeah, but he's got kids going to Res, and he's a winner. I mean, this nothing should change here for Resurrection Christian. They should just be on a meteor going forward. So I'll tell you what, they lose their quarterback, Gail. I mean, he transferred,
right.
Will Schrotenbohr transferred to Texas. So that's unlucky because he was primed for a huge senior year coming up, a multi-sport athlete. So they've got to find a new quarterback, but might be Eddie Lemos, who was, as a junior last year, a big playmaker. They had him on the outside. He had 28 catches from Schrotenbohr last year on a junior-to-junior combination. But Eddie can play quarterback, too. He was in the mix last year, but Will beat him out for it. But so maybe he's back at quarterback. The running backs look good. Defense needs a lot of help because, I'll tell you what, one of the best defenses in the state. In fact, here's a number for you. Resurrection Christian last year, they ended up going to the Final Four again, like I said. They lost to Eaton in the semifinal, and the Reds took care of business and won the state championship. But coming into that Eaton semifinal game, Resurrection Christian had outscored their opponents 271-14 on the year and had shut out the first five opponents. And then I think they won 42-10 or something like that in the quarterfinals. So this was a steamroller that Eaton beat. But that defense that didn't give up any points and had the leading sack guy in the history of Colorado high school football for a career, They've got to start over. I mean, I keep looking at leading tacklers last year and all of the important defensive numbers, and it's senior. So they're going to have some work to do on the defensive side, there's no doubt.
Well, they shall overcome. I just have a feeling about that. But what's made the Resurrection Christian Cougars such a powerhouse?
Well, I mean, they just a great staff. There's no doubt. I mean, they've had even the guys they've moved out of there. I mean, Dan Nabb came in, the new athletic director, a couple of years ago, and wanted to get his guys in there. So got a new basketball coach in, and my partner in crime, Bruce Dick, was sent packing as the fourth winningest coach in the history of the sport, and they sent him packing. And then they did the same thing with Van Winkle, who was 27-4. For 3 years and three Final Fours. That's great success. But sometimes you get a new athletic director, a new superintendent in there. They want to get their own folks in there. So it's just the way sports goes sometimes. And I got to tell you, they keep moving great guys in. Ryan Yoder on the basketball court is a CSU Hall of Famer. And then you've got Bob Mock here coming from, another winning tradition, one of the biggest programs and best programs in the state at Loveland. So they're making the right choices and getting things rocking and rolling. So that all that leads to success, I think, when you put great folks underneath you.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so if you would be so kind, this being day 13 of 13 days, 13 teams, let's work down through the 13 teams and just kind of give us a recap of what you've learned in the conversations with the coaches who speak and coach speak, and then you get the real story from the players. But any surprises, any changes in terms of what their trajectory is going to be this season?
No. I think it's a lot of the same. We're going to get off of a COVID year, though. We're going to get, I don't know what numbers you can take, because remember last year there were games where you'd show up for a game and, you know, half your team was restricted from playing. Mm-hmm. So I think most coaches are taking the good from last year and drawing a line through some of the stuff that, Platte Valley, for example, out of the Patriot League, they got into a playoff game last year against Delta. Now, any given year, Platte Valley is going to be favored to beat Delta, and probably 9 times out of 10 would do that. They got smoked 38-6, I think the score was, or something like that, because they didn't have half the team there in the playoffs. I mean, it was a faceless group for the Broncos. So looking at what we've seen so far this year, I think we were heavy in the Patriot League in the first week of 13-13. I think that's going to be a tremendous battle on both the Eastern and Western sides of that conference. Look at the Greeley schools, and could be a tough year for Greeley schools. We'll find out. Greeley Central, new guy with Jeff Priestley in there. Of course, Jason Renoff at West. You've got Jeremy Hayden over at Northridge. We'll see. Can any of those teams, those Greeley teams, Day Spring Christian at the eight-man level, they look like they could be a monster at the eight-man level. So it's going to be fun. And then Loveland's Loveland. All they've done is won 2 out of the last 3 titles. So I think they'll continue the role that they're on. And then we'll see who else maybe joins them out of the Loveland area. And Sterling's always good. So, it's this is... I tell you what, this is one of the years where you look at last year's numbers and just can't really make decisions based on those. So we'll learn a lot the first couple of weeks, I think.
Funny you say any given year. That takes me right to any given Sunday, Al Pacino.
Not one of my favorite sports movies, by the way.
No. Why is that?
I don't know. I just didn't get into maybe I didn't believe Al Pacino as a... You know, wasn't he the coach in there?
Was the coach, and I thought that monologue was absolutely epic.
I guess so. Maybe it was, sometimes you have a bad night at the movie theater, too.
Right?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, but you just have to see the film. I was like that with Titanic. The first time that I saw Titanic, I was like, meh. And I just think, it's your headspace at the time.
Yeah, I think and sometimes you go see a movie a second time and it's a little different to you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm a Remember the Titans guy and Field of Dreams and that kind of stuff.
Of course. If you build it, he will come.
That's right. We've seen a bunch of that lately. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a look ahead at Clark and the coach today. What's on tap?
All right. We'll get Bob Mock, the head coach here at Res Christian, to jump on with us. And We are angling to get once a week. We'll have the great reporter from the Reporter Herald in Loveland, Eddie Herz, will jump on. He looks at the three Loveland schools real close. He also takes a bird's eye look at Berthoud and a Resurrection Christian. So we'll talk about those five schools, maybe their matchups today, if we can get Eddie to come on. But Bruce and I are going to start breaking down this weekend's Super 7, seven games that we are taking a look at this coming weekend. So today, tomorrow, we'll hit those Super 7, find out the seven games that we think in the area are the ones to watch. So all that coming for you, 11 to noon today on Clark and the Coach.
Something to look forward to. We got that first game Friday night, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be in Alt Friday night, and the fans will show up.
You love you some Alt.
Yeah, that's a special little town over there, so... We'll have Highland and Wiggins to kick things off, and then get rocking and rolling. It's a great schedule. It's up on 1310kfka.com now. Just go to the front page, swing over to the sports program, and you'll find Preps Football. Schedule is on there, and we are thankful on the schedule page to our Game of the Week sponsor. And that, of course, are the great guys over there at Journey Homes. They have been fantastic with us going forward here as a sponsor. So, they're our big Game of the Week sponsor, Journey Homes.
Perfect. Clark Johnson, voice of Preps Radio. Sad to see our time of looking ahead to 13 Days, 13 Teams drawing to a close today. I always look forward to this time of year just to, you know, bat things back and forth with the just consummate voice of Preps Radio, Clark Johnson. Thank you, as always. Looking forward to Clark and the Coach and 13 Days, 13 Teams. And thanks again, Clark.
Yeah, thanks, Gail. Thanks for letting us jump in and have another avenue to promote what we do here.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. 848 now. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, Peloton back on the treadmill, deciding to sell a less pricey treadmill after all those delays and recalls. 853 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Yep, Peloton Interactive's redesigned and lower-cost treadmill will relaunch in the nation next week, priced at, I suppose they consider this a moderate, $2,495. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's an awful lot of money to put in a treadmill. Why not just get out and take a walk? That's just me. You can find natural inclines, but it's called the Tread Machine, slated to go on sale again in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. this week. Using the word safety nine times, the company made this announcement just on Monday. Now, the Tread's reintroduction comes after, you may remember, after a May recall of it, as well as Peloton's more costly, holy moly, Tread Plus machines. Oh, and by the way, you don't only have to dole out the initial cash of $2,495 for the Tread machine, but you'll also have to pay an additional $39 a month for Peloton's workout programming and live classes. Well, I suppose it goes to motivation, right? Kind of like having a coach. John Foley is Peloton's CEO and co-founder. He said, "We've worked hard to make sure the new Tread truly earns its spot in members' homes," saying that they'll continue to innovate on hardware, software, and safety features to live up to our commitment to member safety. Now, The new tread includes a four-digit code to unlock the product's belt use before use. It also has a physical safety key that can be pulled for a quick stop if needed. Further, the speed and incline knobs are on the side rails of the treadmill to make them more easily accessible. But back to that code to unlock the product's belt and the physical safety key, you need to remember the recalls came a month after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned households with kids and pets to stop using both products, and 2 months after Peloton cautioned customers to keep kids and animals away from the exercise equipment, the Consumer Product Safety Commission cited multiple reports of kids becoming entrapped, pinned, and pulled under. That's absolutely terrifying. The product's rear roller, they said Peloton had received 72 reports of not only kids and pets, but adult users and various objects being pulled under the back of its treadmills. They later apologized for resisting the Consumer Product Safety Commission requests that it recall the machines. Those machines, by the way, a little hefty. They weigh up to 450 pounds, and they eventually, after putting up some initial resistance, Peloton did, they ultimately halted sales of the Tread Plus to work on those hardware modifications. The Tread, meantime, was recalled because its touchscreen could detach and fall off, posing a risk, you think, of injury to users. Those who purchased the earlier version of the Tread have been offered a free repair or a refund. Now, Peloton, best known for its stationary bikes, introduced the treadmill about 3 years ago. Back to the drawing board. Now calls it the Tread Plus. Roughly 125,000 of the Tread Plus machines were sold online and at Peloton showrooms from September 2018 through early 2021 for $4,295. But the new and improved Tread machine, priced at $2,495, offered by Peloton, set to go on sale this week. Question is, will you buy one? 857 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Morning traffic, news, and issues. Mornings with Gale, weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. A good afternoon guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to my technical producer, musical maestro extraordinaire, Ryan Kelly, doing a great job at the con behind the glass as always. Thank you, Ryan. All right, coming up, Mike and Deb Morris from Auto Collision Specialists in for Tanner on NOCO Now. So what are you going to do? Lock it right here.